So we're starting this morning, Reish Tes Zayin. It's maybe by way of a hakdama. There's a comment that Bnei Yisrael has on Gan Eden. So we're talking now about Birkas HaPeiros. I'm sorry, Birkas HaReach, that the blessing one makes when smelling fragrant things. So he writes, if you look closely in the story with Adam and Chava, so out of the five senses, only four out of the five were included. They heard Hashem walking in the Gan. They saw the tree was good. Touched the tree. The Nachash pushed them in. And what's the last one? So they looked and see that the tree. Those are the four, right?
Tasted.
The one that's not is mentioned is smell. Reach, smelling it. So comes along the Bnei Yisrael and he says that's the one sense, the one chush that people have that was not nifkam, that wasn't affected by the chait. Everything else is on a, became lessened, became lowered, defiled, but the reach, nichoach, that smell, the ability that it's connected to the neshama, the Gemara says in Brachos, Mem Gimel, the Mishnah is going to bring it, but when you talk about smell, it's the one thing that the neshama gets hung off from. So that being said, you know, we'll start now learning Dinei Birchas HaReach. Reish Tes Zayin. So it begins in the Mechaber. It says, Oser lehanos mireach tov. You're not allowed to enjoy a good fragrant scent. Ad shivorech kodim shireach. You have to make a bracha on it beforehand. Aval acharov ein tzorech levorech klum. But there's no bracha achrona for smelling a good thing. Does that mean, you know, you walk into a perfume store, you walk into a coffee shop, they discuss all these things when you have a very strong, pleasant aroma, what do you have to smell? What if I don't know if I like the smell or not? I mean, I have to make a bracha, it's a suffix, I'm going to like it or not, I want to buy it or not. So he discusses all these things in the deer shoe. Okay, here we go. Aleph. Oser lehanos, says the Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to get any hanoah. Just like you're not allowed to eat and drink before you get you make a bracha. It's based upon a pasuk. Asmach, that means like a din derabbanan, right? It's not a deraisa to make a bracha. It's a din derabbanan to make the bracha. Dechsev kol haneshama tahal del kol, right? Every neshama should praise Hashem. Even the neshama should say thank you, give praise when he gets hana. And the hana that the neshama gets is smell. That only neshama, not anything else. That's when you get a good, pleasant scent, and that's what the Baal Bnei Sasa was explaining. That's like the direct neshama type of enjoyment. So you can't enjoy it. You can't take a sniff until you make a bracha. Ad shivorech and beiz. Okay, we're going to see all the different brachas. Okay, kodem shirech, before you have to make the bracha, before you take the scent. This is a klal that we have, I think, in Sukkah, Pesach, and other places as well, that we always make brachos beforehand, but not too far in advance. Can't be over the over. Like, you know, mashal, we put our tefillin on, a few minutes put on tefillin. So you have right on your arm in the right spot. Make the bracha and then you tie it. That's over the siyos. Make the bracha right before. What would be if I made the tefillin? I'm so anxious. I want to jump the gun a little bit. I want to make my bracha on my tefillin while they're still in the bag. It's too far removed. That's over the over. It's before the before, right? You're not gonna. You have to be close. So here also by Birchas Mitzvahs, etc. Birchas Hana, you have to make the bracha beforehand. That's what he says. Kodem Shirech, Devi Inne Ovel Esiyosan, Chomosh Vachila B'Shar Mitzvahs, just like by eating any other mitzvah, Kosov Achonim, Deim Shochach, you forgot. Deim Shochach HaReach B'lo Bracha, Behei Reach B'lo Bracha, and you made the bracha, so what do you do now? V'nizke La'acha Shigmar, you made the bracha, I'm sorry, I skipped. Now I'm done smelling, right? Now I made the bracha, it was great, and now, but I forgot to make the bracha, hifsid bracha, so you lost it. You can't make a bracha achron if you've already eaten up all your potatoes, whatever it is, it's gone. Emotion is bar b'simen kuf samach zayin sif ches. So too here, if you've consumed everything, you know, the object is still there by food. You could, there's nothing else to eat. Here I smelled again, but I'm done smelling. I don't want to smell it. Okay. Aval la'acharav. But afterwards, we said the mechaber, there's no bracha achrona. Delo tikni bracha achrona rak ba'achila v'shtia below be'reach. It was never set up. Chazal never set up a bracha achrona in this case, only by eating and drinking. Shehanas muetesi, because it's a very small. It's a small. quantity, I guess.
There's no satiety in there. Like when you eat.
You're done.
Yeah.
Right, you're not satiated. What do you get? You get a geschmack. Oh, it smells so good. What a pleasant smell. I feel good, right? But right, there's no... That's the whole point. Very good. That's the whole point. That's a neshamadik type of hana. It's not... Satiety, by definition, is a gashmistika concept. I'm a body, I'm a goof. I ate, I drank. Okay, I'm full. Now I have a certain shear. Here, it's very good. It's highlighting the difference that this isn't really... It's a hana, but it's a hana for the neshama. Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's not just that. The pleasure itself, I don't know how long the pleasure of a smell lasts, but the physical pleasure of eating extends.
The pleasure or the benefits of it? The pleasure is very short-lived. The close amount of chewing it, that's my pleasure.
I don't know. You still got the taste in your mouth.
Really?
Sometimes. Yeah.
I mean, not hours, but a few minutes. Could last through the time making a bracha.
What would be the din though? What would be the din according to that? If I ate my food, it's gone, but I still have the taste residue in my mouth. You wouldn't make a bracha in such a case. Maybe a side effect, fringe benefit.
Yeah, if you eat meat, sometimes the taste lingers in your mouth. But let's say if you have dessert though, it actually washes the taste out. I mean, and if you don't have dessert, the taste of the meat lingers.
Right.
That's why it's called kinuach suda.
That's right. Kinuach, very good. Wipes it down. Very good. I'm saying ein kinuach ein maftir nacharachim on. Right. You have the time in your mouth. Okay, good. Kasa poiskim. How you lefon of shtei brachos? Okay, so now I have one I want to eat and I want to smell. Which comes first? Ach, ashal tam, ach, ashal reach. I got an esrog and I got an apple. Noito techila hamin shal tam, b'yamino. You hold the one that you're going to smell. We learned earlier that you make the brachos, you hold the object in your right hand. So you put the smell fruit in your right hand. Mvorech lov, make the brach on that. Lefi, shehi chashuva shenichneses baguf. That goes in. I said, I translated it wrong. Let me go back. So you hold the one you're going to eat. That's more choshek that goes into the body. So that one you hold in your right hand, and then your left hand. In your right hand, right? So you have the one you're going to eat. Great. Right. Then you take the one in your right hand and you're going to smell. The bracha here is only on smell. It is not on a voice. I enjoy listening to the person singing, so maybe I should make a bracha before I hear Chazan Malavani, Chazonis. I love it so much. No, right to learn, maybe Shomer Kol Noim.
You could say that's also a benefit of the neshama. The goof doesn't gain anything from music.
Correct.
Right?
Or what's the third one? You could add sight. You see something beautiful. Beautiful sunset. That's geschmack, but right?
Yeah, so. Like art appreciation. Like animals don't have that. You know, they couldn't care less if the scenery looks nicer, if it doesn't. You know,
that's right. I think we spoke about that once for Friday night in the summer. You make a brach on the Mona Lisa. Rabbi Bush has an article. There. Okay, let's finish up. She'ain bo mamish. There's nothing physical to it. V'chein lo tiknu bracha rechitza chidom. You don't make a brach when washing yourself. Meshum de ain nichnosim laguf. Doesn't go into the goof. So therefore, again, there's no real benefit for that. Either the smell doesn't know there was a takana to make a bracha on smell.
We're saying you make the food bracha first.
Yeah.
We're saying you put it down.